So where you headed this weekend? I asked as I dried my hair with a plush white towel. I'm going to Gainesville for the Florida-Tennessee game. What about yourself? Nico Benson asked as he wiped his tall and broad-shouldered body. As business partners, we often checked in with each other on who had the craziest schedule. I'm doing Arkansas-Alabama. Should be a great game, I said. I reached into my gym locker and pulled out a new pair of black underwear I'd bought on Fifth Avenue the day before. What players you looking at? Nico asked, putting on some light blue cotton boxers. Lucas from Arkansas, Alexander from Bama, I said. It was the third Wednesday in September. Once a month, my partners and I would take the entire office for a free day to release the tensions in the competitive world of sports management. This month, we had decided on a day at the Chelsea Piers Sports Center. We had started the morning with breakfast, played basketball, and then had individual spa treatments like facials and massages. Our senior partner and president, Bryson Tucker, had already showered and headed to the office for work. There was no way for Bryson, a chronic workaholic, to fully understand the meaning of what a free day meant. After lunch, Nico and I had played a couple of games of racquetball. Nico, a peanut brown brother who talked more smack than a gum-chewing truck stop waitress, was drying his body from his shower as I put on my sexy see-through underwear. Nico had played basketball at Duke in a couple of years in the NBA in Vancouver and Houston. He was only 27 and was a great asset to our firm because he was smart and he could still relate on a personal basis to the young athletes we were pursuing. In a lot of ways, Nico reminded me of my former self.